Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our May the 25th, 2023 episode of It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We do this on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, try to hit all the things that you're interested in, that we are interested in the sports world. We do this because we love sports. I'm John, and
I'm Milo.
And we are It's Sports Time with John and Milo. Okay, so tonight we're going to start off the show a little differently than we do some nights. Milo went to a baseball game last night, and we live in the central Ohio area, and he went to the Columbus Clippers baseball game. We want you to tell us all about it, man. Did you have fun?
Yep.
Have you been there before?
Yeah.
So maybe. What do you think? What do you think if you're going to tell people that haven't been to the Columbus Clippers games before, tell them how fun it is and tell them what they can expect.
It's going to be really fun. You're going to expect them to might lose, might win. You never know. And you're going to expect some home runs, some dingers, and all that.
Ooh, yeah. That's hard when they get beaned. So the Clippers played. Who did they play last night?
The Indianapolis Indians.
The Indianapolis Indians. And the Columbus Clippers are the farm club for the Cleveland Guardians. So in the minor league situation, they are a feeder club to the major league. So the teams that if you are drafted, you go into the minor leagues, and it's you can play in the minor leagues for a long time. Some people can play forever down there. But they get ready. It's a feeder club, so they get ready for if somebody gets hurt. They develop people, and they bring them up into the major leagues, which is the Cleveland Guardians, the Cincinnati Reds, teams like that. Now, you said it was the Indianapolis Indians. So tell us about the game. How did it go?
It went really good.
Tell us about it.
Give us
a play-by-play, dude. Tell us all about the game.
So they lost night.
Yeah.
There was like 3 home runs, and there was like a part, and I had 2 hot dogs, Skittles, 2 hot dogs and some Skittles.
And popcorn?
Yep.
Dude, that's
and
a good
sorry.
Evening. And it was a beautiful night, too. It was just about perfect last night. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. It was really nice. Was there a lot of people at the game?
No, there wasn't a lot. But we were 3 rows behind the first base.
Boy, that's good. There's a net there, right? Some kind of screen because, as your mom can tell, when I would take the kids to the games, we would sit kind of in the same situation. We would sit between home plate and third base, and foul balls would come zipping right over your head, and it was a little scary. And then some people have been injured. So now in Major League and Minor League Baseball, they have screens up so the balls can't get back and hit people. And I think that's a really good idea because it happens so fast that you don't even realize it. But I think I've been to a lot of Columbus Clippers games. When I was growing up, they were the Bluebirds or Columbus Bluebirds. That sounds right, something like that. And the Columbus Jets. And when I was a kid, we used to go see the Columbus Jets. And you would get a if we were good and we behaved ourselves, we would get a Jet bar, and it was like an orange ice cream bar. It was like really delicious. And one of the things, I don't know, Milo, if they have them there at the Clippers games. I can't remember. Do they have ice cream and a plastic baseball bat? Did they have that?
Yeah, they have that there.
You didn't get
it's
one because you were sick. It's in a cup that looks like a baseball bat or a baseball helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good there, buddy. But if you had two hot dogs, Skittles, popcorn, and what else? It's other stuff like that. You probably were pretty full. I guess the most important question of this whole show is, how many hot dogs did Uncle Todd eat? I don't know. I was there. I just saw a picture of him with a big thing of hot dogs, so I just wondered how many he had.
We bought 10 hot dogs, so
okay.
I think he had one or two.
Okay.
No, he had four hot dogs. Sorry, he had four hot dogs.
So you had two. Nico had one.
Nico had
two. Your mom. He had two?
Yep.
Dude, he's gonna be an eater. I know that there are certain days, and I'm not completely sure. Maybe your mom would know this, but I think they're on Tuesdays. They have Dime a Dog Night, so you can get a hot dog for a dime, and people literally eat 10 hot dogs at a time.
Wow!
Yeah, you can get 10 hot dogs, dude, for a dollar. But you know.
But. It's the game. There was something behind us, and they got 20 hot dogs.
Yeah, that's a lot of hot dogs, but I guess if you have a big family and you're hungry, you haven't had supper, just eat you a lot of hot dogs. Put mustard on it, put some onions and some relish on it. Mm-mm. That's some good stuff. You don't want to know what's in a hot dog, but it surely does taste good when you're eating it. Okay, so the Clippers lost, I think, 12-9. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of scoring. So was it close up to the end, or did you guys stay to the end of the game? Or
8th inning.
You stayed till the 8th inning. What was the score then?
10-9.
10-9. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you had your last day of school yet?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your last day of school. You pretty excited about that?
Kind of. I mean,
you like?
So the teacher was expecting us to be sad. I was like, I don't want to leave. And then when she wasn't looking, I was like,
yeah, it's really good if you like school. And if you get along with everybody, you do like school. And if you like to learn and you like all your friends and you have a good relationship, it's good. But it's also really good to have summer vacation and have some time off and, you know, go swimming and play ball and do all the things with your friends. So that's always a good time to do that too. So, but I guarantee you, buddy, it will seem like, you know, it'll be so fast. The summer vacation will be so fast that
yeah,
you'll be back before you know it. Okay, so that's you had a good experience with minor league baseball, and I think it's fun because it's not as serious as major league baseball. If you go to the Reds games or something, those guys, man, they're getting paid millions of dollars, and it's okay, but it's like when you. I don't know if other people experience the same thing, but when you go to the Clippers, it's just relaxed. Everybody just seems to be having fun. Nobody's all tense and wanting everybody to win. They just are enjoying the night. It's a really great family outing, and everybody just kind of, you can tell a lot of people are just relaxed. So it makes me want to go to see the Clippers. Okay, so have you been watching any of the NBA stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have too. And I've been watching it. It's one of those situations where we're going to cover the East and the West, and we're getting really close to the finals. And then it's best of four. The team that wins the first the first team that does that wins the championship. So that can go into June a little bit, into middle of June. But let's talk about the game so far. So the games that I've watched, I have a little bit to say about the Lakers and the Nuggets. Being a LeBron James fan, I've always enjoyed watching him play. And he's from Akron, Ohio. He's an Ohio guy. He's an Ohio State fan. As we talked before, Milo, his son Bronny is graduated high school and will be going into college. Did you know what college he picked?
USC.
Yeah, you sure do, buddy. And somebody else, another big recruit, picked USC too. So I was kind of hoping he would go to Ohio State because if nothing else, it would just help the attendance because of the problems there. But with them losing 14 out of 15 games last year, and a lot of people just didn't quit going. And when you do that, then that loses the university money, and they don't like that. So I was thinking, man, you get Bronny James in there, and you're going to have a sold-out crowd almost every night. But he decided to go to USC because USC is in Los Angeles, and that's where he lives. He lives in Los Angeles with his mom and dad there, and as his dad plays for the Lakers and makes movies. Here's an off subject thing. So LeBron James made the Space Jam 2. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I loved it.
Was it really? Because I haven't seen it yet. Maybe the next time you come over, we can watch it. Is it, has it got Bugs Bunny in it?
Yeah.
Does it? Daffy Duck?
Yeah.
I love Daffy Duck. He's my favorite. Okay, well, those guys, if they're in it, dude, I'll watch it. So we'll just touch a little bit on the Lakers and the Nuggets. So I watched partially most of those games, but not all of them. The first game was close. Nuggets won 132 to 126. The second game was 108 to 103. So both games were close. And could have been the Lakers were in both games. I guess that's the point to make. The third game, the Nuggets were up 119 to 108. I remember watching that game. It wasn't as close as that. And then in the game, the 113 to 111 game the other night, I watched that, and I just wanted to get your opinion on it because it seemed to me like the Lakers were tired. When they got into the fourth quarter, they were outplayed by the Nuggets. LeBron, who had been, you know how long? I think he's been playing in the NBA for 20 years. Does that sound about right? He's 38 years old, and I think he started when he was 18. So he's starting to wear down a little bit, and he's not as quick as he used to be. And he took those shots. They were down. He could have tied the game or won the game in the last 30 seconds or so, Milo, but he missed one and got blocked on the other one and bobbled another one out of bounds. And that's just stuff, Buddy, that I have never seen him do before. He's always been in control. I was kind of expecting him to do that jump shot where he kind of leans back. And a lot of people, when they shoot, they go straight up, and he leans back and shoots it. But he didn't do that. And I guess you give the Nuggets a lot of credit for playing him tight, because, gosh, I think he had close to 40 points, didn't he, if he didn't have it. And I think he had 29 points, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see if I can find it here. He had 40 points, and I think 29 of that was in the first half. He had a tremendous first half. But then that's the thing with stamina. You know, a lot of teams are really good in the first half, third quarter, but what the championship teams, Milo, are the ones that can play at championship level offense and defense in the fourth quarter. So we'll give the Nuggets the credit there. And on the other side of the fence, we have a game coming up here at 8:30. Who's playing that one?
Heat and Celtics.
Yep. So the Heat were up 3-0. The Celtics had a good game the other night, and they looked really good. I think for the first time in the playoffs that they actually looked good. But you're in a situation where what are you going to do? I mean, you lose, you're out. So they had to play as hard as they could, and they did. And so tonight they play at 8:30. It could be an interesting game. I believe it is at Boston. So you're looking at So you're looking at Boston at 1-3. So they win tonight. They go 2-3. They go back to Miami. I believe then it's one game there and one game there. It kind of goes back and forth, if I'm not mistaken. And they're not out of it. I've seen teams come back. The Cavaliers came back from 1-3 to win the championship when they did that. So it's possible. But Milo's a big Miami Heat fan. So if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would have to bet that I think Miami will win it. I think Boston could win tonight. It just depends. Tatum has another night like he did. He had 40 points, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, was it 40 points in the 116-99? Yeah, I'll pull
it
up.
34.
We could argue that 34 or 33. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. That'll be fun. I've always liked Boston. You like Miami, so I'll take Boston. You take Miami. We'll see. Make it fun. And so probably be the Nuggets and the Heat, and that will definitely be a series worth watching because both teams play good defense. They move the ball around a lot. Do you notice that, Milo, when they come down the court, they everybody shares the ball, everybody touches the ball for Miami and for Denver. They get everyone involved. They move the ball around fast, and that's one thing in basketball. If you're going to make it easy, like just walk the ball up the court and let the defense get set, then that's usually not a good thing. But anything to say about the NBA, buddy?
Nope. No.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing to say. Who's going to win the game tonight? Your Miami Heat. Let's play some music.
Will fall, crash to the
I'd like to welcome you back to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We do this on Thursdays at 7 o'clock. We love to hear from you. If you want to call in at any time and say whatever you want to say, go ahead and do it. 646, let's see that. No, you do the toll-free number, 877-694-5613, and that'll get you right in. You can talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. So we have left on the show as we've been following the USFL, and they are six games into their season. They'll have the seventh game this weekend. And do you have any updates on that, Milo?
No.
No. Okay. Well, let's go over it real quick. The Philadelphia Stars are at the top of the North Division at a 3-3 record. New Jersey Generals 2-4, Michigan Panthers 2-4, and the Pittsburgh Maulers are 2-4. I don't really think there's real imaginative nicknames. I mean, those are pretty standard nicknames. I think Stars, Generals, Panthers. I think they could do better than that. In the South Division, yeah, we could come up with some better ones. I'm pretty sure you and I could. The New Orleans Breakers are at the top of their division, the South Division, at 4-2. Baltimore Stallions, or the Birmingham Stallions. There actually was a Baltimore Stallions back in the old time, buddy, when the Canadian Football League. And I have one of their posters that I got on an auction for $1. So there you go.
Wow.
See, a lot of people didn't know that. Yeah. I'll sell it to you for $1. I don't know where it is, though, but it's somewhere. And the Birmingham Stallions, 4-2. The Houston Gamblers at 4-2. And the Memphis Showboats at 3-3. Then again, those aren't great nicknames. I mean, they're not bad, but the Breakers, that's
not good.
Not good. I mean, the Breakers, that's, you know, like an ocean thing. And the Stallions, Stallions is a good name, but is it catchy, man? Is it something you could remember? Why don't we come up with some good nicknames next week? So that'll be your homework. We'll come up with some of our own nicknames for these teams, and we'll see if they're better. Just like the Philadelphia Stars. I would say, how about the Philadelphia Cheesesteaks?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, because Philadelphia makes really good cheesesteaks. So people would think, where are you going to go tonight? Oh, I think I'll go watch the Cheesesteaks play tonight. And they'll say, they'll remember that. Oh, yeah, I think I'll go. So we'll come up with that. New Jersey, how about maybe the New Jersey margarita pizzas? I don't know. It's a possibility.
New Jersey.
Go ahead.
The New Jersey Liberties.
The New Jersey Liberties. That's better.
Yeah.
We could come up with a nickname for Michigan, but I think it would be X-rated, so we probably won't be able to say it on the show tonight. The Michigan, and then if we had a beeper, we could do the Michigan beep it out. We need to get that so we can have a beeper that bleeps out all of our obscenities. Although we shouldn't say obscenities or cursings, we shouldn't do that. The Pittsburgh Maulers, that's probably the best name in the league, the Maulers. But then that makes me think about, you know, is a Mauler a good thing? I mean, is that something you want your kids to be? I want to grow up to be a Mauler. I don't think that's a great idea. Okay, so come up with that, buddy. Think about it. Think really hard about it. Like the Houston Gamblers, that's so obvious. I mean, Houston, Texas, you know, people in Texas gambling, you know, Kenny Rogers was the gambler. He wore a cowboy hat. He probably lived around Houston at one point or another. I have no idea, but they have really good shrimp down there. The Houston shrimp. How's that? Do you think the shrimpies? we're going to go out tonight and watch the Houston Shrimpies. Now, that's a lot better than the Gamblers. But come up with a couple. Okay. So all we got left tonight, buddy, is the Major League Baseball, which is fairly boring at this point. We'll just go over it real quick. The Reds already lost today. They won last night, but they lost today. They're starting to sink a little bit. They lost 2-1 to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are actually, they stink too. Both of these teams stink. The Reds are 21-28, so they're 7 games under 500. The Cardinals are sitting at 22-29. Cardinals won the game today 2-1. As we look at the standings, we see that the Reds are in dead last place at 21-29. Cardinals 23-29. The Brewers are at top at 27-22. So we jump over to the Guardians. And let's see, where are they in the league? The Guardians are at 21-28, so they're not doing that great. They're the same exact record as the Reds, buddy. What do you think of that? I think the Clippers could beat both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you go see that?
Stink. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'll be a player.
Yeah. The problem with the Reds is whenever they get a good player, they sell him off so they can get cap space, but it doesn't really make sense. Anywho, so we have the Guardians 21-28, and they are 4.5 games in behind, and I think that's right about where the Reds are. They're 6.5 games behind. So anyway, that's about all we have tonight for sports. But I just do you have any words of wisdom before we get into our joke time? Because whether you want it to be or not, it's joke time with John and Milo. Do you have any jokes tonight, Milo, or any words of wisdom or anything?
Go Heat.
Go Heat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's it's joke time with John and Milo. What do you call a bee that can't make up his mind? What do you call a bee that can't make up his mind?
A bumblebee?
No, a maybe. Get it? Maybe.
Yeah.
If you can't make up your mind, you say, maybe. A maybe.
Yeah.
What do you call a pig that does karate? What do you call a pig?
Lamb chop.
You're close. A pork. Yeah. You got it. That's a good one, man. You get points on that one. What do you call a pig that does karate? A pork chop. You got it. Ding, 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 ding. What do you call an animal that you keep in your car? What do you call an animal you keep in your car?
A Chevy?
A carpet. A carpet. Carpet.
That doesn't
carpet. Mean... You call it a carpet, but it's a carpet. Okay. We're stretching it a little bit tonight. And the final joke tonight on It's Joke Time with John and Milo is this is not good. Why did the crab not share anything? So there was a crab, but he wouldn't share anything with anybody. Why did the crab not share anything?
Why?
Because he was shellfish. Are you laughing or crying or what's going on there? You got to come up with a couple of jokes for next week, because I think I'm running pretty thin on my jokes. And you also got to come up with some good just sports nicknames. It doesn't have to be baseball. It could be anything. Okay, you got it? Homework?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Anything to say to the people out there listening?
If you're not a Miami Heat fan, become one.
Okay. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch
you later.